You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? What do we say? Oh, yes, we say this. It's that time of the week, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. And I mean it. Lovely to be with you this morning. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're here on 89.3 Cool FM. Time now just about coming up for a couple of minutes after 7. I'm going to be with you right through till 10 o'clock this morning. So do please try and stick around. Don't leave me lonely. All right. Look at a couple of things. It is the 25th of November, and there's just a couple of things here relevant to today's date. International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. We'll look at a little bit more about that a little bit later on this morning. National Day, that's in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And today is Teacher's Day, and that is where? That is in Indonesia.
Good morning, world.
Morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank God it's... God, it's
Thank you.
indeed. Thank God it's Friday. That comes from the disco group. That's Love and Kisses there. And that was 1978 when that was released. Thank God it's Friday. And it was popularized as the theme song of the film with the same name. And written by European composer and producer Alex Konstantinos. By the way, also tracks on that album from the movie Last Dance by Donna Summer, After Dark by Patti Brooks, and Take It to the Zoo, which was by Sunshine. This is by Level 42. Breakfast show time. We're making our way to 7 minutes. That's after the hour. 7 o'clock, of course.
With Jerry D.
Just got it under me. No one wants to sing the blues. Spurs like a bear on his tuxedo shoulder. Christ, what's she doing here? She could be dancing with me. She stirs the ice in a glass with her elegant finger. I wanna be what she's drinking. Yeah, I just want to.
There we go, that's following on from level 42. Of course, that was John Mellencamp and Key West Intermezzo. I do like that. Right, I'll tell you what, it is time to do this. We're about 30 seconds after 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do this particular song, which is what I call my taxi song. All right, the reason for that is because when I have this on my radio or my stereo in the car, I open the windows and I put it on full blast. Why don't you do the same thing? Come on now, open those windows. Full blast. This is Entrance. Staying alive.
Get real with the people on the dance floor. Who can take the way that I flex on a track? Conclusion rampage, breaking with my style for my lips. They be rolling the mad joints, so put your hands in the air, cause there's a party over here, so grab yourself a beer. And we can get our FIFA on, I'm with it, so let me put my big brown FIFA on. I'm coming with the disco, I can flip so, I'ma drop a solo tip. Something for the honeys in the crowd, let me hear it, so I can turn the party out till tomorrow afternoon. Cause when I grips my skills, no one leaves the room. So tell me, can you feel the mask girls coming with the FIFA, FIFA, FIFA?
Puts me in a good mood, does that one? Entrance featuring Ricardo Defoe and Staying Alive. Entrance, a British electronic music group that were formed by a guy called Kevin O'Toole and Dale Longworth. That was back in 1991. They're known for their European hit songs, which are Set You Free, Electronic Pleasure, and their covers of the 1970 disco songs, like the one we just played, Staying Alive, D-I-S-C-O, Shake Your Body, and Do Ya Think I'm Sexy? Don't answer that. And they had 14 charting singles in the United Kingdom. That was during 1994 through to 2004. Suede. Talking about us lot. Beautiful ones.
Okay. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair. Wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her rain. The office where the papers grow, she takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day.
Go, that is Wings and Another Day. Time in the, on the Breakfast Show, time on the Breakfast Show to do this. Yes, it's that time of the morning already.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Hello. Les saluda a su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServ tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dsfma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Del Ville Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
If you couldn't go to the Middle East to yell, goal, well, just join us this Saturday, November the 26th, and Sunday, November the 27th, from 1 in the afternoon, to live the Argentina-Mexico and Spain-Germany matches at the Score Sports Bar of the Sortis Hotel, with games, contests and music by Grado Radio. The funniest soccer party is experienced and celebrated at Grado Radio, Mass TV, Total from Mass Mobile, and the winning spirits team. Yes, black and white whiskey, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Reserve your table now at the Instagram Sortis Score Bar or at this station.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. The time is just coming up to 29 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. And we're going to take a look at some of the international news and business for this Friday morning. Much of Ukraine remained without heat or power. This was after the most devastating Russian airstrikes on its energy grid so far. And in Kiev, residents were warned to brace themselves for further attacks and stock up on water, food and warm clothing. Moscow acknowledges attacking basic infrastructure, saying it aims to reduce Ukraine's ability to fight and push it to negotiate. Kiev says such attacks are a war crime. The decision whether to send Patriot air defense units to Ukraine lies with the specific nations. This is according to NATO's chief on Friday. This was when asked about Polish demands for Germany to pass on patriotic units to Kiev. Frustration is simmering in China. Why? Well, among residents and business groups navigating stricter COVID-19 control. Yep, the curbs, as the country reported on Friday, another historic high of daily infections just weeks after hopes were raised of easing the measures. And a Beijing court sentenced a Canadian singer, Chris Wu, on Friday to 13 years in jail after finding him guilty of crimes including rape, just over a year after his arrest in China, where he was born and built a lucrative career. Israeli Prime Minister-designate Benjamin Netanyahu's conservative Likud party signed its first coalition deal with Itamar, Ben-Gavir's far-right Jewish power party, Likud said in a statement on Friday. The agreement, which does not account for a full and final new government in Israel, gives Ben-Gavir the police ministry and a seat in the security cabinet. Twitter, yes, they're back, will roll out verified gold and grey check measures as it relaunches the coveted blue check service next Friday, according to Chief Officer Elon Musk in a tweet. This was after holding off the rollout earlier this week. Gold check for companies, grey check for governments, blue for individuals, celebrities or not. Painful, but necessary, Musk said in a tweet. European stocks were on track for a successive week of gains on Friday, and government bond yields globally traded near multi-week lows as investors reacted to positive data and signs that central banks may not hike rates as aggressively as was feared. Europe's stocks at 600 was little changed on Friday and heading for a 1.5% weekly gain, its sixth weekly percentage gain in succession. This was after taking a battering earlier this year. S&P 500 futures are up 0.15%, though trading is likely to be subdued after Thursday's Thanksgiving holiday. Currency markets also reflect the recent improvement in risk sentiment, with the safe haven dollar set for weekly softening against most G10 currencies, including the euro, pound and Japanese yen. Sterling has been one of the better performers and hit a 3.5-month high at $1.2153. So there we go. That was on Thursday. Ford Motor Company is recalling 634,000 sport utility vehicles worldwide. This is over fire risks from possible cracked fuel injectors and will urge owners to have their cars inspected, it said on Thursday. America's number two automaker by sales said that the recall covers 2020 to 2023 model year Bronco Sport and Escape SUVs with three-cylinder 1.5-litre engines, including many also recalled in April because an oil separator housing could crack and develop a leak that could cause an engine fire. Three-cylinder, 1.5-litre engines. I haven't heard of that, about that for a long time. A year-long study of the drainage system. This is an interesting little story. Under the Colosseum, it has unearthed fragments of the bones of bears and big cats that were probably used to fight or as prey in hunting games in the ancient Roman arena, archaeologists said on Thursday. Other discoveries include more than 50 bronze coins from the late Roman period, as well as a silver coin from around 170 to 171 AD to commemorate 10 years of rule of the Emperor Marcus Aurelius. They added in a statement that seeds from fruits such as figs, grapes and melons, as well as traces of olives and nuts were found, thought to indicate that spectators snacked on these during shows. Yeah, also recovered from the 2,000-year-old stone amphitheater. It still just continues to give and give and give, doesn't it? Keep an eye on the time. We're 24 minutes exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock.
See those birds going across the sky. 3,000 miles they fly. How do they know which way to go? Somehow they always seem to know. Say there's Mother Nature in everything we see. Wish I had a little Mother Nature in me. Wish I had a little Mother Nature in me. 'Cause it's not right. I'm mad. Keep
There we go. I like that. Magnetized from Mr. Tom O'Dell. 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. A couple of good mornings for this morning. Good morning to Mary Lou. She was with us bright and early this morning. Natural fact before I got started. Good morning to Mary Lou. Also to Paul over there in the United Kingdom. Oh, he says, condolences to the Welsh. They were beaten by Iran 2-0. Wasn't it Iran that England played the other day and had a different score to that? I thought so. So, good morning to Paul and Maria over there in South London. And also good morning to Renee. We're going to get back to Renee in a minute. But also, Jessica, remember our little story from yesterday? Our story yesterday was, good morning, my 17-year-old drove himself to school yesterday with me by his side. I think I had 4 heart attacks, at least. That was yesterday. Things are getting better. Says, good morning, Jerry. TGIF, only 1 heart attack today with my new driver. Practice makes perfect. I'll take that to heart. I've been doing this for 3 years. 13 years. There you are, see? I might get it right one day. It also helped that we left the house this morning 20 minutes earlier than yesterday. I guess, but driving in this country is crazy. Could you please play Little Red Corvette? This is Prince. Keep it up. Keep up the good work.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways at a wooden mat. You're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. Shed a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them.
The ride is that. Yeah.
There we go. Yes, well, I'm glad you had a better morning this morning, Jessica. I tell you what, we've got a long weekend, three-day weekend. Go out, drive around. It should be fairly quiet, hopefully, the roads in town, so there's a good opportunity for you. Let's say good morning to Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. Good morning to you guys. And they dropped on. Remember yesterday they were waiting for their shipment of goods. It was all sent from here in Panama. And says, good morning, happy Friday. Our shipment is here. Yippee! Exciting, but overwhelming too. Now to unpack it all and find a spot for it. Our first Greek Thanksgiving, by the way, was super. The catered meal was delicious, and we had a nice FaceTime call with our kids and family. Have a great weekend. Please play Amy Grant, Good For Me.
I like to sing with the band.
Right, there we go. That is going out there to Renee and Rick this morning. Get unpacking. Just, you know what you should have done before you left? You should have got the packers to do it all in Christmas paper. Wouldn't that have been nice? You could have just treated it as an early Christmas, really, couldn't you? Right, we're making our way to 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'll take a look to give you the weather for this morning. But when I look at the forecast on the hydrometeorological site of ETESA, guess what? It's blank. Blankety blank. No weather. No forecast for today. So, we'll give you the, I'm looking out of the studio window forecast for the breakfast show. And it's sunny out there this morning. It's all rather nice. Last night was quite clear as well. We were watching the airplanes coming in to Tokumen coming over the bay. So, that's all I can tell you right now. It is sunny. It looks like it could be a nice day. But you know what they say? Chance probably of a few showers during the course of the afternoon. Or possibly even thunderstorms. But I can tell you the tides for today. Let's take a look. We can start on the Pacific. High tide was at 4:10 this morning, and that was a 5.27 metre high tide. Yes, the moon is coming. Low tide, that will be at 10:39 this morning, minus 0.27 of a metre. High tide again, 4:46 in the afternoon, 5.12 metres. And the last low tide, that's going to be at 10:56 tonight, and that'll be 0.12 of a metre. Moving over to the Caribbean, we just got one high tide, one low tide. High tide was at, will be, believe it or not, at 1:17 this afternoon. Okay, that's 1:17 in the afternoon. That's the first movement for today, and that's going to be 0.46 of a meter. The low tide, that'll be just before 10 o'clock tonight, 9:54 to be precise, and that will be a minus 0.12 of a meter. So that's it. There's the tides. What I can give you is the sea conditions, the maritime conditions out there today. Starting on the Caribbean side, good conditions. Light winds just 5 to 15 kilometers an hour coming from a southerly direction. That's it for this morning. And good conditions. So wave-wise, if you're boarding today, yes, 2-foot waves. That's not too bad, really, is it? And so that's for this morning. This afternoon, the good conditions continue. No change in the wind speed or the waves. 5 to 15 kilometres an hour coming from the southwest during the course of the afternoon. And those waves, as I said, at 2 feet. On the Pacific, good conditions also. Light winds, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour coming from the north-northwest during the course of the morning. Waves over here, even better. Just 1 foot. In the afternoon, no change, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour coming from the south in the afternoon, and the waves remaining at 1 foot. So really what we can get from that is that it's going to be, isn't it? Let's be a little bit hopeful. It's going to be a nice day. Happy Friday. Which reminds me, we'll talk to Yasmin later. We're 6.5 minutes before 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. This is Justin Hayward, or Moody Blues, if you're so pleased. It's called This Morning.
As the dawn is breaking on your future, my child, is the love alive. If every door you open closes on me, I don't know if I can survive. I don't know if I can survive.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas, miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP, todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
If you couldn't go to the Middle East to yell goal, well, just join us this Saturday, November the 26th, and Sunday, November the 27th, from 1 in the afternoon, to live the Argentina-Mexico and Spain-Germany matches at the Score Sports Bar of the Sortis Hotel, with games, contests, and music by Grado Radio. The funniest soccer party is experienced and celebrated with Grado Radio, Mass TV, Total from Mass Mobile, and the Winning Spirits team. Yes, black and white whiskey, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Reserve your table now at the Instagram Sortis Score Bar or at this station. Right, I tell you what, I've got just one more thing to remind you about. InstaView. This is the LG stove. Put this in your kitchen. Esto Favorita, for its design and its technology. Esto Favorita. Take yours and change the way you cook. Is that amazing? All this technology now is all getting in the kitchen everywhere. Love it. So there you are, the LG InstaView stove. Right, let's see. I wonder if it's still burning on it. Right, time on The Breakfast Show for us to get back to the music. We're going to start with this one. One Direction.
Yeah.
plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up now here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that
dial. LA, on a Saturday night in the summer. Sundown and they all come out. Lamborghinis and they're in it hummus. The party's on, so they're heading downtown. Everybody's looking for a come up.
There we go. That is Ed Sheeran, and that is Beautiful People, featuring Khalid on that one. I'll tell you what, we're going to tell you one more piece of music, and I think we'll see if we can check in on for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday, don't you, with Ingrid. Up there is Stardust, You Need Us. And this is Blossoms. Sunday was a friend of mine. Will be, day after tomorrow. Keep an eye on the time, 20 minutes exactly after 8 o'clock.
Unidos. Sorry I missed y'all yesterday, but Thanksgiving Day was my day off. And as you can tell by my voice, I didn't have much of a voice yesterday, simply because, yep, I caught a cold on this travel. But I can't miss my chance to do a Freaky Friday fun fact, so here we go. Let's get started. Although you might think immediately food when you hear the word Thanksgiving, there's so much more to this November holiday than a table piled high with mouthwatering turkey recipes or side dishes you'll happily have thirds of. As a holiday rich in history, it's important to remember how the holiday started and why we celebrate it, as well as how different communities have created their own traditions and ways to show gratitude. This is where Thanksgiving trivia comes in. Whether you're waiting for mom to serve up one of her pumpkin pie recipes, which I love waiting for my mom's, or you're feuding over your sister who gets the last scoop of leftover stuffing, pull out one of those few interesting Thanksgiving trivia questions and answers for a little pre- or post-turkey fun. Even if it's perfect solution to entertain for you younger kids who don't know what Thanksgiving is, or those of you who've never had a Thanksgiving or don't live in Estados Unidos, this could be considered great fun. Let's give a few starting tracks here. Thanksgiving game and keep track who gets the most fun facts. Number one, what town canceled Thanksgiving because they couldn't make pumpkin pies? Colchester, Connecticut. Yeah, I know you guessed that. A frigid bout of cold weather in the middle of October led to Connecticut River freezing, so settlers couldn't get their usual sugar shipped on time from across the pond. Thus, the townspeople decided to postpone this holiday for a week. In 1705, it was so legendary that Rose Mill Powers actually wrote a poem about it in July 1908 in the issue of Good Housekeeping. Number two, what professional football team has played almost every Thanksgiving since 1934? Come on, Jerry, I know you're an American football fan. You know, it's the Detroit Lions! Yay! George A. Richards, a former owner, purchased the Portsmouth, Ohio Spartans in 1934 and moved them to Detroit, rebranding as the Detroit Lions. George hosted Thanksgiving game day against the world champion Chicago Bears in hopes of attracting fans. The team has always played on Thanksgiving, except between 1939 and 1944 due to the World War II. The Dallas Cowboys also joined in on the turkey tradition in 1966 and have played every Thanksgiving except in 1975 and 77. Oh, number three, what city is home to the oldest Thanksgiving parade? If you said Macy's in New York, nope, you're not wrong. If you said L.A., they haven't been around long enough. It's Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Gimbel Brothers of the Gimbel Department Store in 1920 had only 50 people, 15 cars, and a fireman dressed as Santa Claus. The parade ended with Santa on his sleigh, signifying the arrival of the holiday season. Today it's bigger and called the 6 ABC Dunkin' Donut Thanksgiving Day Parade. It was initially inspired by the Macy's Day Parade, which started in 1924. And let me tell you, having lived in New York and stood and waited for that parade to march by, whoo, it's a long parade. Nothing better than watching those balloons blow up. Boy, that's fun, too, up in the outside. Number four, I don't know, maybe five. What did President Calvin Coolidge famously receive as a Thanksgiving gift? Do, 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 Jeopardy answer says, a live raccoon. In November 1926, Vince Joyce of Neeta, Yuma, Mississippi, sent the 30th President of the United States a live raccoon to be served as Thanksgiving dinner. However, the president became so smitten with the furry little freak creature that he pardoned it and adopted it as a pet. He named it Rebecca. That may have led to a lot of the presidents later on pardoning turkeys, as Barack Obama pardoned 8 turkeys. And I don't know if the senior Trump pardoned any turkeys, but most of the presidents would pardon turkeys. Why? Because that's what you do in the White House. You don't have that much to do. You got to pardon turkeys. All right, number five, maybe six, I don't know. What's the only area in Australia to celebrate Thanksgiving? Come on, Aussie land people. You get it. Come on. Come on. Which one is it? Norfolk Island. The tradition started when the American whaling ships could make frequent stops on the island during the 1800s. The tiny territory, home to fewer than 2,000 inhabitants, typically celebrates the American holiday with a meal that combines classic Thanksgiving foods like pumpkin pie and cornbread, blended with Norfolk cuisine. Many also celebrate by attending church services. Well, isn't that nice? Well, number five and number six. How long was the first Thanksgiving? How long? One day? No, 3 days. Hunkered down for a bit of rich history of Thanksgiving. Today, Thanksgiving takes place over a decadent day, maybe two if you count Black Friday, and or the leftovers usually left after a good Thanksgiving meal. But the original pilgrims really went all out. In November 1621, the settlers' first corn harvest provided so much success that Governor William Bradford reportedly invited the Plymouth colonists, Native Americans, allies, to join the fruits of their labor. Many of their Wampanoag tribe became bearers of food to share. They had so much bounty, the revelers decided to extend the affair. Imagine that, extending it. Never mind. Number six, let's say. Question, what food did the colonists and Native Americans not have at the first Thanksgiving? What did they not have? Yep, you got it. Turkey. They did not have to. While most of us enjoy turkey as the centerpiece of our table, no one could say for sure whether it was even on the menu back in 1625. However, the original guests did indulge in other foods like lobster, seal, and swan. Wampanoag also reported brought 5 deer to the celebration. So if you enjoy venison at your table, consider yourselves perfectly aligned with the long-standing tradition. Let's see, what areas of Massachusetts still look like it did in the 17th century? Where did they land? On Plymouth Rock in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Yes, ma'am. If you want to see that Thanksgiving was really like in the 1600s, the historic attraction of Plymouth, or Plymouth, Plantation stays true to the historic roots. You can even celebrate Thanksgiving at that site, which is modeled after a colonialist home and a Wampanoag site. Guests and members can order advance tickets, which include a 2-day admission, to attend a Thanksgiving dinner. The table groaning feast features authentic courses like corn pudding and fish fricassee and tales of colonial life and old-timey songs. Let's see. Here's your last one. What president refused to declare Thanksgiving a holiday? Which one of our presidents was up? Never mind. His name? Thomas Jefferson. Presidents originally had to declare Thanksgiving a holiday every year up until Lincoln, when Lincoln made it a national holiday during his tenure. However, Jefferson refused to acknowledge the event because he believed so firmly in the separation of church and state. Since Thanksgiving involved prayer and reflection, he thought designating it as a national holiday would violate the First Amendment. He also thought it was much better suited as a state holiday and not a federal one. Well, just to let you know, we did go to the Moose to have turkey at, you know, instead of the Elks. So my mom and dad have joined the Moose, and they're doing quite well. I had to kind of keep away from them at the dinner table because obviously I've got a cold, and I'm not willing to share that with them. Dad is going to turn 93. Mom's going to turn 90, and they will have been married 70 years. So for me, being able to be with my parents, my sister, the cook, the poet, you know, family, lots of blood family, it's just divine. That for me is my Thanksgiving. And whether or not you celebrate that holiday, every chance you get to be with your family, friends, and loved ones, be thankful for that. Be thankful that they're healthy. Be thankful you get to spend time with them. I know I am. I'm very grateful for the time I spend with my family. And I'm also very aware that time is short and we just have to get cram as much time in it as possible. So you all enjoy your Friday. I'm off to Black Friday. Well, I'm going to try a little shopping. And I'm meeting up with some more friends later today at 4 o'clock. Woohoo! It's going to be a post, what do you call that? Post-Turkey Day, Turkey Munching Friday on Black Friday. You all have a wonderful weekend, and back to you in the studio.
there we go. Yes, we all like a good Thanksgiving parade, don't we? That one, 76 trombones. That is from the movie back in, 1962 was when it came out. It's called The Music Man. And that was saved from the movie 76 trombones. Brilliant. And well, I hope you were able to sort of celebrate in some way. And, you know, like Ingrid said, you know, doesn't have to be. There's no excuse. You should always spend time with family and friends. So remember that. Right, moving on from Mary Lou this morning. She says, yesterday, while thinking about Thanksgiving, one thing came to my mind, and that is it should be Thanksgiving every day. We should give thanks for everything each day and not one day a year. That also reminded me of a beautiful song in Spanish. Could you please play it? Gracias a la Vida, the version of Mercedes Sosa with Joan Baez. The song was composed by Violeta Parra, a Chilean composer and singer-songwriter. Of course we can!
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos deseos que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado y en las multitudes al hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario con las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando. La gracias a la vida
great. Yes, that's John Byers and Mercedes Sosa there. And gracias a la vida. And indeed, thank you. And I'll tell you what a wonderful world.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
There we go, what a lovely piece of music. Yes, Rosita dropped us a little link to that one. And so sweet, she said, that's how you make us feel. And he does. So there we go. Isn't that nice? Right, I tell you what, after that, I feel like a little bit of Motown.
Standing in the shadow.
So don't you leave me standing.
Needed that.
Four Tops are standing in the shadows of love. Still to come on this morning's breakfast show. If you missed the news at 8, don't forget we do have it again for you at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. And also, still to come, it is Friday. What do we do at around about 15 minutes to 20 minutes past? We go and have our Pedro Mandinga session, don't we? Yes, getting us ready for the weekend. A long weekend, I hasten to add. I won't be with you on Monday because it's a holiday, so we're taking a day off as well. Looking forward to that. Take what I can get. And also, Yasmin will be with us with what, where and when, what you've been doing, where and when you can be doing it. Also, a couple of tracks from Born on This Day in Music. And something else just to remind you about, yes, it's that LG stove. Yes, with the InstaView LG stove, no heat escapes. Why? Well, you don't have to open the door, do you? You don't have to open the oven. You can see how your dish is doing. And for this and more, LG InstaView. Well, it's your favourite. Yes, es tu favorita. And right, moving on to the music. Another oldie going back in time. Peter and Gordon.
Please lock me away. And don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out a tune and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll lose. So baby, until then, lock me away. And don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away. And don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
I love it. Yes, there we are. Peter and Gordon, A World Without Love. So it's really annoying when you can't remember all the words and you don't remember why you go to the kitchen. This is the Bruce Springsteen, Soul Days.
I woke up feeling the sunshine drift across my face. It took me back to emotions from another time and place. Those yesterdays, cruising in my Chevrolet. I held my baby in my arms, but my first love was always those songs. I'm talking about soul days, talking about and started rolling up my sleeves like jeans.
Better than coffee.
Oh,
tell you what, can't beat it, can you really? We started off with a thing called Soul Days, and that's on a new album by Bruce Springsteen, and called Only the Strong Survive, and he sings a lot of Motown, but that particular song, of course, he was singing about so many of the artists that did soul artists, like the ones that we just played. Arthur Connolly and Sweet Soul Music, and Soul Man from Sam and Dave, both of them from the year 1967. And in fact, here in the studio, I got pictures of me back in 1967, 1968, when I was working on Forces Radio Sharjah out there in the Middle East, and there was virtually nothing there. These were the music we played. These were released at the time, and they were brilliant. Soul music. Not so much of it around now, which is such a shame. So you got the likes there. Bruce Springsteen, he's pulled out that album where he's sort of recording a lot of the soul songs. And very good it is as well. So, yeah, as I say, I played them then, and I play them again. And that's it. That is bringing us up towards the top of the hour. So, say, if you missed the news at 8, got it for you right now.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
What's happening locally? The news.
And let us find out. This is our last look for this week. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, announced that the batch of the mixed vaccine against the variants of COVID-19 could be arriving in the country in the first quarter of 2023. Sucre reported that the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, authorized the purchase of the mixed vaccine with the pharmaceutical company Pfizer. He also said that people who have a minimum of 2 or 3 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine will be immunized, which will allow people to be protected for a year against the variants of the virus. It is an improved vaccine to combat the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus variant known as Omicron and its subvariants. That is, a new version, since it was designed with the ancestral variant from Wuhan in China and the BA4 and BA5 sublineages. The Ministry of Health has not specified how many doses they will receive or the cost of the purchase. On the other hand, Sucre said that Panama is waiting for the arrival of 70,000 doses of vaccines against the new coronavirus for those who do not have the full vaccination schedule. We're in a 6th wave of COVID-19 now, with 17% positivity and an increase in active cases, for which we reiterate the call to the population to maintain self-care measures, Sucre said, according to a statement of the Ministry of Health. The Cabinet Council authorised the Ministry of Health to donate to the Bahamas about 30,000 doses of the Pfizer pharmaceutical company COVID-19 vaccine. In Cabinet Resolution 129 of the 22nd of November, published in the Official Gazette, it is stated that the Ministry of Health responded to the Bahamas request, which requires timely access to vaccines to combat the progress of the pandemic, and the petition was presented before the PANAVAC COVID-19 operation team, which endorsed the donation. Thus, the Cabinet Council authorised the health authorities to comply with the legal procedures to proceed with the donation as solidarity and humanitarian support for the Bahamas. The National Migration Service reported that nearly 9,000 irregular migrants of Venezuelan origin have voluntarily returned to their country after being temporarily in Panama. Since mid-October, thousands of Venezuelan citizens have been stranded in Panama after learning that the United States decided to restrict their entry into that country. These travellers were temporarily housed in a gallery in the La Losaria sector in Betania, which was enabled by the Venezuelan embassy in Panama, and little by little they have been returning to their country. According to Migration, in this shelter, until last night's report, there were about 500 people who still remain in this place. Poverty in Panama was reduced from 18.5% in 2014 to 15.6% in 2021, according to the report Social Panorama of Latin America and the Caribbean 2022, presented this Thursday, the 24th of November in Santiago de Chile by the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, known as CEPAL. It is about 700,000 people of the 4.3 million inhabitants of the country. Meanwhile, extreme poverty went from 8% in 2014 to 5.7% in 2021, according to the Regional Organization of the United Nations. Following the pandemic, Latin America and the Caribbean suffered the longest educational blackout internationally, an average of 70 weeks of closure of establishments compared to 40 weeks in the rest of the world, which exacerbated pre-existing inequalities in terms of access, inclusion and quality. ECLAC concluded in this period one of the main limitations for educational continuity were inequalities in access to connectivity, equipment and digital skills. In 2021, in 8 of 12 countries in the region, more than 60% of the poor population under 18 years of age did not have connectivity at home. If the ECLAC does not act now, it warns of the risk of permanent scarring in the educational and employment trajectories of the younger generations in the region. According to the regional organization, learning losses have already been measured in the Caribbean and in Latin America. The percentage of young people between the ages of 18 and 24 who do not study or work for pay, that increased from 22.3% in 2019 to 28.7% in 2020, especially affecting young women. 36% of them were in this situation, compared to 22% of men. On the other hand, significant gender gaps persist in terms of performance and areas of training. On average, female students perform worse in math and science during basic education, disparities that deepen in the lowest income quartiles. Likewise, the most of the countries of the region, the proportion of women graduated in science, technology, engineering and mathematics careers does not exceed 40%. In a fleeting meeting which barely lasted 30 minutes, the Finance Commission of the Municipal Council of Panama approved the income and expense budget for the Municipality of Panama for 2023, which will amount to about $310 million. La Prensa had access to the document which shows that the budget for the next year of the mayor of the capital city, José Luis Fábrega, will be $145.8 million for operations and $164.5 million for investments. This is an amount less than this year's budget, $330 million. Everything seems to indicate, as assured by opposition councillors, that in the pre-election year, that's 2023, Fábrega seeks to ensure that payroll expenses are maintained, since the largest reduction in the budget occurred in the line of investments. During the short discussion in the Budget Commission of the Municipal Council of Panama, the representative of Don Bosco, Guillermo Bermudez, complained that the budget debate was not allowed as expected, and that the spokesman for the mayor's office did not clearly answer the questions about next year's budget. There was no debate, and they did not answer the questions correctly that were presented. At the end of the road, the budget was approved without any explanation from the mayor's office, he affirmed. The Third Settlement Court for criminal cases modified the precautionary measure of house arrest for periodic notification and impediment to leave the country. This is to a former president of the Panamanian Football Federation, FEPAFUT, Ariel Alvarado, who was in the position from 2002 to 2010. Charged with the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering. In an edict which was dated last Monday, the 21st of November, posted at the courthouse, the parties are notified of the decision of the third deputy liquidator of criminal cases, Celia de la Rosa. And 114 pairs of red shoes were placed this week at the Technological University of Panama. They
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
If you couldn't go to the Middle East to yell, goal, well, just join us this Saturday, November the 26th, and Sunday, November the 27th, from 1 in the afternoon, to live the Argentina-Mexico and Spain-Germany matches at the Score Sports Bar of the Sortis Hotel, with games, contests and music by Grada Radio. The funniest soccer party is experienced and celebrated with Grada Radio, Mass TV, Total from Mass Mobile, and the Winning Spirits team. Yes, black and white whiskey, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Reserve your table now at the Instagram Sortis Score Bar or at this station.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
There we go with two in a row. This is Rick Springfield and Love Somebody. Doesn't really matter who, just love somebody. Spirits in the Material World from the Police was the first of those two. Good morning, let's have a good morning to Cedric. Cedric says, good morning, Jerry. Could you please play? There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. And he says, this is for the Ukrainian people who need much hope at this time. Absolutely. And here is our Second World War sweetheart over there in the United Kingdom, Vera Lynn.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see. There'll be love and laughter and peace ever after tomorrow when the world is free. The shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again. There'll be the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see. The shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see.
Absolutely beautiful. Vera Lynn, the White Cliffs of Dover. Always makes me want to well up, that one. And just think for a minute about those poor people in Ukraine and what they're going through. Going through winter with no heat, no light, nothing. And still keeping up their spirits. And 90% of them said, we're going to do this for years if we have to. And that's the kind of spirit that you need. And that kind of spirit will beat anybody. And even if the Russians were to win, no, they've lost. Nobody will have any respect for them ever again. Time on the Breakfast Show. I tell you what, if there's one thing that we do like, it's a Friday. It's a long weekend this weekend as well. The weekend starts here. And no better way than a trip to the Pedro Mandinga rum bars. Okay, have a cocktail, and yes, you've got it. Throw in a bit of salsa. It's Pedro Mandinga time. I tell you what a great track that is. Symphonic Salsa Fusion there. And with the Salsa Con Orchestra Sinfonica. And by the way, don't forget, once a month, Pedro Mandinga of Via Argentina has live music, so keep an eye out for that. And you can also celebrate your birthday at the Pedro Mandinga bars as well. They customize your experience, okay? And all you got to do is direct message them to their Instagram account, at Pedro Mandinga, all right? And celebrate your birthdays. And remember, Panama's first artisanal rum. What is it? It's Pedro Mandinga. First rum in history made from raspadora. Tell you what, there we go. That's the Salsa Celtica. Cafe Colando. So wonder what you can do, isn't it, with a bit of music. And I got a message from Mandy. Wow, a Bach Latino. Love it. And by the way, just to remind you, Pedro Mandinga offers a distillery tour. They do that on Fridays and Saturdays. Guess what today is, what tomorrow is. All you've got to do is go to www.laranadadorada.com/tour and you can make bookings, all right? So do remember that. Distillery tours. And by the way, go to that same address and look for mixology. Yes, because they have mixology classes for you as well. Thank you. And Dave, well, yes, can't believe it, can you? It's Kenny Salsa. Kenny G there, yes, Kenny Salsa. And over there in Athens in Greece, there's a bit of salsaing going on. Renee is salsaing around her newly found pots and pans as she opened their boxes. Says, thank you for that. I was salsaing around my boxes and packing paper. So there you know what to do tonight, don't you? Pop along to Pedro Mandinga Rumbars. You've got one there in Via Argentina, one in Casco, just by Plaza Herrera. So go along, have a great time. What a great way to start off the weekend, eh? With a bit of salsa and a nice cocktail. Right, piece of music, and then we will be back with Yasmin for What, Where and When, and a couple of tracks from Born on This Day.
To my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can a child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my
Fleetwood Mac and Landslide Remastered. Right, good morning to Yasmin.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
It is a happy Friday. Were you doing a bit of salsaing this morning?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, what a good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can put that down as our exercise for the day, really, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Don't push it. So you just had a quiet day yesterday?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Working at home.
Relaxing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been having cold showers for about the last 2 months.
Uh-huh.
I think we've got our gas coming back today and tomorrow.
Finally, wow.
Yeah, I'll be able to have a proper shower.
No. I don't like hot showers.
Well, because you don't have any hot water, that's why.
Yes, that's true.
Don't you have hot water at home?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
We never have.
You know, funny enough, the thing I miss having the hot water for is washing the dishes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because that's my exercise as well. Washing, because, you know, when you've got something greasy, it's nice to have the hot water to sort of, you know, get it off. But anyway, yes, I'm looking forward to it. I've also now, because now I know that it's happening, I've got to go and change my my secadora.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, if I can get it out there. So anyway, what have we got in the world of entertainment, yes?
Okay, a lot of things.
Mm-hmm,
a lot of things going on. For example, let me tell you, remember today is the last day of the week of music.
Oh, okay.
At the University of Panama. So today you can go to Bellas Artes, Facultad de Bellas Artes, that is here in Albrook, and you can enjoy different activities for free. They're going to have a big band, let me tell you, today at 2 p.m. And we're going to have different performances until 8 p.m. today.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah, it's going to be amazing. Música de cámara, they're going to have Cuarteto Cerrut, Quinteto Farca, Filarmónica. So that's going to be awesome because it's free and you can enjoy that at Bellas Artes of Universidad de Panama.
Oh, wonderful.
Also, let me tell you what else is today. You can go to Mi Pueblito here in, like, what is the road?
The one that goes out of town. That's the name of the road.
I forgot the name.
Is it 4th of July?
4th of July, yes. 4th de Julio.
I'm impressed.
They're going to have a big event. This is the Festival Intercolegial de los Tambores.
Oh, okay.
De las Tamboreras y el Folclore.
Mm-hmm.
So students are going to be free, and general public is $2. And it already started yesterday, Folclorito.
Oh,
but today
okay.
you can go until 10 p.m., from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
great.
That's going to be awesome, you know, to celebrate November. And also, let me tell you, tomorrow at Frank's Place, you can enjoy the Simons Brothers.
Exactly.
From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Frank's Place, that's in Costa del Este. It's better if you make your reservations. And they're going to be playing the Simons Brothers live. Very nice music with them. Do you want me to continue or?
Well, should we do one of your Born This Day music? Okay.
Okay, let's talk about the first one. That was Percy Sledge.
Oh, yes.
He was born in 1940. Soul singer. 1966 UK number 4 and US number 1 single, When a Man Loves a Woman. He died on April 14, 2015.
And you know what? We're back. Do you remember I was playing those soul tunes earlier on? We're back to another one because this is one of the ones that I used to play.
Okay.
All that time ago. I have to have a lie down. Getting old.
Thank you.
yes, absolute classic. Love it. There we are. That's Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Lovely song.
I took, when I was working on FRS, Forces Radio Charger back then, there was another DJ that I knew very well, a guy called Barry Thurman. And he and I were really into the soul music at the time. We used to spend hours sort of in the studio just listening to music like that.
Wow.
Beautiful. Anyway, I digress. What else is happening?
Also, tonight, Estampas Panameñas. This is by Orquesta de Cámara del Istmo.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be at Iglesia San José, in Altar de Oro, 7:30 tonight and tomorrow at Catedral San Lucas, that's in Ancon, at 4 p.m. And the entrance is free for both events.
We like that, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, free is good.
And Orquesta de Cámara del Istmo, they are awesome. So you will really enjoy that. Estampas Panameñas. Also, let me see what else here. On Sunday, you know Panama Viejo. Have you been at Panama Viejo?
Not for a while, but yeah, I've been to a couple of nice events out there, actually.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, it's going to be open for everybody, for nationals and residents. And even they're going to have guided tours at the museum. This is on Sunday from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m.
That's a long tour.
Because it's a big place, you know, it's a big area.
Yeah, I know. No, it's and the museum there is very good because it shows you how it would have looked.
Exactly. The museum is very nice. So you can go to their Instagram account, Sitio Arqueológico Panama Viejo.
Okay, excellent.
And get more information. And let me see what else we have here. During the week, this is going to be Luna Llena de Tambores, La Navi Band.
Oh, okay.
Next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. at La Plaza of City of Knowledge. And I have their performance of drums. Luna Llena de Tambores, Navi Band. And of course, it's going to be free for everyone.
Yeah, it's nice to have them back in up and running,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, we miss them.
Yeah, of course we do.
And, okay, the last one, thanks to the U.S. Embassy and Pan American Center, also at City of Knowledge, they are collecting toys and food for kids in Veraguas. So you can get, this weekend, you can get everything and go to Pan American Center on, this is going to be next Saturday. Yes, next Saturday at their offices in City of Knowledge. And you can get more information at Fundación Limpia Panamá on Instagram to know the address and phone number and everything.
Okay.
But yes, we can donate food and toys.
Oh, lovely. That's great. Hey, you we're talking of food. Do you like to cook?
It depends.
It depends if it's delivered or not.
If it takes a long time, no.
But Ian likes to cook, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, he does.
Well, and you know I like my air fryer.
Oh, yes.
And how about accommodation? Because our friends at LG, they've got their interview cooktop, it says here. It says you don't have to decide between a cooktop or an air fryer. Why? Because it's already built in. How about that?
Nice. Oh,
yeah, all in one. That's why LG is your favorite in your kitchen. Or estu favorita. I like the estu because in Spanish, estufa.
Exactly.
You see? So isn't that clever? I like clever things.
Yeah, that's the idea.
That's why I don't get on very well with myself, really. Okay, what's your next piece of music, yes?
Okay, the next one is Bevan.
Okay.
He was born in 1944. English rock musician, drummer with The Move, who had the 1969 UK number one single Blackberry Way with Electric Light Orchestra, had the 1979 UK number 3 and US number 4 single Don't Bring Me Down, plus 26 other top 40 hits. Bevan also served as the touring drummer for Black Sabbath during their 1983 Born Again tour.
I mean, he's had quite a career, hasn't he? Well, tell you one we're going to play. We're going to play Blackberry Way.
Good.
I wonder if they've done one for Samsung.
Who remembers BlackBerry?
Yes, exactly.
I don't know if you noticed, did you notice they're doing salsa? There we go, yes, that's the move, and BlackBerry Way. Mm-hmm. And let me see, what are you going to be doing for the rest of the day then, yes?
Well, today I'm going to meet the boy who represents Teletón this year.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
That's going to be mm-hmm. nice, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's nice to know you're still going out meeting boys.
Yes, and take some photos and videos.
Oh, lovely, that's nice.
Yeah, that's going to be nice.
Well, you're having another fun day then, really.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, there's no end to the excitement, is there, for you? Well, look, you have a wonderful week. We've got a long weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we won't be back until Tuesday.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
So have a good time. Have a rest.
Thank you, too, and everyone.
I'll do my best. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take two songs to take us out of this morning's program. Both of them are soul music songs.
Oh, perfect.
The first one relates to the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great weekend, yes.
Thank you.
Listen, people, listen. I'm gonna sing you a song about a man who lived good but didn't live too long. He was born in Macon, Georgia, a poor boy without a dime. He found his way to Memphis singing "These Arms of Mine." Oh,
doubt his soul for singing, this old world won't be the same. Now he travels on the Frisco, New York and abroad. Everywhere he sang, the people would applaud. One day he left Georgia, Wisconsin bound, but he didn't get to sing that night. The plane he was in went down. Otis, Otis Redding was his name. Without his soul for singing, this old world won't be the same. He was a soul music singer, the king of the Memphis sound. It makes me feel so sad, 'cause now he ain't around. He died with his guitar close to his hands, but his soul lives on today in the hearts of a million fans. Talking about Otis, Otis Redding was his name. Without his soul for singing, this old world won't be the same. Otis, Otis Redding was his name. His picture ought to be hung in the Music Hall of Fame.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
And There he goes, yes. We started off with William Bell and A Tribute to a King, and it was a tribute, of course, to Otis Redding. And it was shortly before his death in that plane crash that Otis Redding wrote and recorded that iconic song, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, with Steve Cropper. The song became the first posthumous number one record on both the Billboard Hot 100 and R&B charts. And also, the album, The Dock of the Bay, was the first posthumous album to reach number one on the UK albums chart as well. And his premature death absolutely devastated the label Stax, already on the verge of bankruptcy. The label soon discovered that the Atco division of Atlantic Records owned the rights to his entire song catalogue. Right, and that's it. That has brought us to the end of this morning's program. Big thanks go out this morning to Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. Thank you for that, Ingrid. And also to Yasmin here, of course, in the Breakfast Show studio for What, Where and When, and a couple of tracks from Born This Day in Music. My co-producer, Neil Danby, and for getting a lot of the background info that we use on the program as well. Boys and girls, a group of Grad will keep us up and running, and of course, more importantly, you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Stay tuned. Two chat SOSs coming up with Gigi, so hang around for that. Good programming going right through the day here on Cool FM. And we'll be back with you on Tuesday. Yes, it is a holiday on Monday, so we'll be back with you on Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock. So please, please, have a wonderful weekend. Get a little bit of rest, have a break, and just remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing, especially if you're in a car, you might be able to move at the weekend. The roads might be relatively clear. Want you to keep safe. Of course, because what do I want to be doing on Tuesday at 7 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.